And we're back midstream in this edition of River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Former Governor Branstad and our new governor, Kim Reynolds, have declared 2017 the year of manufacturing. Reynolds said this week she wants 70% of Iowa's workforce to have training and education beyond high school by 2025. That's in only 8 years. Presumably, that would include a lot of training for manufacturing. When I say manufacturing, what picture comes to your mind? Physically demanding work, mundane tasks on a dim, dingy manufacturing floor? Well, if that's the picture you have, it's time for an update as Iowa moves into the era of advanced manufacturing. But before we talk about advanced manufacturing, meaning robotics and automation, let's look at a related skill that fits into a need in Iowa's workforce, welding. My colleague Ben Stanton visited a Kirkwood Community College classroom in Cedar Rapids to meet an instructor and hear some thoughts on the future of the welding industry.
Hi there, my name is Sam Stark. I'm one of the three full-time welding instructors here at Kirkwood Community College. I teach mainly the second year, which is the advanced welding diploma. Right now, what you'll see is pretty much chaos to anybody that's walking into it. To us, we call it home. The sounds you hear of the chipping hammers, the students running around all crazy-like, that's what gets me here every day. That's what I enjoy doing. So right now, I have most of my second-year students that are working on advanced SMAW or advanced stick welding, and they are working on doing pipe in the 1F, 2F, 5F, and 6F positions. It's just different positions that they have to weld each one of these pieces of pipe in. My role here as the instructor is to talk with the students about their welds and ways that we can improve it, to go out into the booth with them and give them one-on-one instruction, to produce welds in front of them so they can see how the welds are produced.
My name is Evan Markward. I'm here studying welding. This is my second year. Right now we're working on pipe welding. I'm using a stick welder. I'm using a 7018 electrode. It's a structural electrode for doing things like this. If you're doing a pipe weld like I am here, that's all there is to that there.
Go ahead and chip it. Let's take a look at it. He's looking very consistent. Everything in his weld looks very nice. It's about the right size. It's sitting in the right placement. Everything looks good on it.
My hopes and expectations about the job market are that really it continues to grow, and I continue to get new opportunities to look in a variety of different places in the industry. I'd like to, probably spend some time in fabrication, hopefully do maybe a bit of pipe fitting at some point. My end prospects are to get into inspection, which just to get a basic idea of what that is. But yeah, that's really all there is to it. It's pretty straightforward.
My name is Nathan Thornton. I'm a second year welding student here at Kirkwood. What we're working on right now is a short circuit MIG process. This is a very basic process, and what we're going to do is lay down a couple of beads with 75% argon gas, 25% CO2, 0.035-inch diameter wire. And what we're looking for is a very precise sound. If you got your settings set correctly, it's going to sound like frying bacon. And when you're welding, it's going to be a little bit harder to see sometimes what you should be doing. And so that sound is very, very important. Eyes. So you notice there at the beginning there was a little crackling, and as it smoothed out, you could tell that the settings and your positioning were a little bit more correct, and that's, like I said, it helps you out a whole lot. So maybe we ought to step out in the hallway where it's a little more quiet. One of the first things that I found out when I started the two-year degree program was that your skill sets are going to be very specific when you do find an area to work in. So some people might be building buildings, some people might be building train cars, some people might be manufacturing. But the fact of the matter is, in Iowa, we have such a broad range of welding opportunities, manufacturing opportunities, that we're really, really spoiled. We have so many factories nearby, so many people looking for welders, and right now, to be a welder is the thing to do. If you are worried about finding a job after your education, if you sign up for a welding program, you are not going to have that problem. Employers are fighting for welders. There is a huge deficit of skilled labor to replace a generation of people who are retiring right now. The baby boomer generation is stepping out the door, and there really hasn't been enough young people to fill that gap. So we have a huge, huge benefit right now. If you get your foot in the door right now, your chances of securing a position that are really going to take you further in your life are very great.
Well, some sounds and voices collected by my colleague Ben Stanton at Kirkwood Community College, a welding classroom that he visited yesterday. It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, talking about the future, the present and future of manufacturing here in Iowa. Both former Governor Terry Branstad and our new governor, Kim Reynolds, announced that 2017 is the year of manufacturing. In fact, Reynolds, in her speech on Wednesday, said she wants 70% of Iowa's workforce to have training and education beyond high school by 2025. 2025, lest you think that's a long ways into the future, it's only 8 years away. Presumably, that would include a lot of training for manufacturing. Joining me now, Tina Hoffman, Marketing and Communications Director with the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Hi, Tina.
Hello, Ben. Thanks for having me.
So start us off by giving us a big picture of the economic impact of manufacturing in Iowa. How much of our economic output is connected with manufacturing?
Well, certainly. You know, Iowans know that manufacturing is an important industry for our state, but I think the world sort of ignores that. They think that agriculture is the biggest segment of our economy, when in fact it's advanced manufacturing by more than double. So it accounts for $29 billion of Iowa's GDP, which is 18% of that GDP. And again, that places Iowa eighth in the nation for manufacturing. So it's very important to our state's economy.
You used the word advanced before manufacturing. What is the difference between manufacturing, perhaps traditional manufacturing, and what we're moving into or have at present, advanced manufacturing?
Yeah, well, around here at the Economic Development Authority, we like to say that it's not your grandfather's manufacturing floor. I think people have the old stereotype that manufacturing is dirty and it's just an assembly line, when in fact it really is truly advanced. We're using robotics and technology and really integrating a lot of heavy skills into that manufacturing floor today. These are clean, bright, spectacular places that are really a great place for people to work. And with great output that send products around the world.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us an example of something that is produced here in Iowa, an example or two that you would say is a product of advanced manufacturing?
Oh, we could spend the entire show talking about those kinds of products. I mean, you just think about John Deere, for example, and the different machinery that they put together here. There's a whole robotics floor of the company Vantech that's up in Forest City. Any of those things are advanced manufacturing.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the Iowa workforce. How is the Iowa workforce changing to adapt to these changes as we move into more and more advanced manufacturing?
Well, you talked about the community college program at the outset of your show, and that's certainly one of the ways that our workforce has kept up. The community colleges are so nimble and able to put together curriculum that is specifically training for the kinds of jobs that our advanced manufacturers have available. And so that's a great tool for us here in Iowa. That we have those community colleges around the state that are so connected to our businesses and really can build those partnerships so that we can train employees to have the skills that they need to work in an advanced manufacturing situation.
Mm-hmm. Tell us, how well do these jobs pay?
These are great paying jobs. Manufacturing on average pays $55,900 per year in a salary. And that's compared to an overall state wage of $44,000 a year. across all industries. So they're paying above that average, and you know, we really have some wonderful opportunities around the state for people that are interested in getting into this field.
Mm-hmm. So let's talk to young people. Not necessarily young people have to enter this field. Perhaps you're a little bit later in life. There's nothing saying you can't do this. But let's say, you know, someone wants to enter this field. What kind of education do they need? What do they need to do beforehand? How do they look into this and perhaps apply?
Well, Ben, that's a really important point. I think that there is some education that needs to be done with our young students at a very early level, and the industry is certainly doing that by opening up their doors and inviting in kids at a younger age and their parents, certainly, high school counselors, because we all sometimes have that misperception of what a manufacturing floor looks like, and sometimes we encourage our kids to not look at that path, which is a real mistake because, again, great wages, great opportunities in those companies. And so, you know, students today that are in high school, if they want to take those core classes, of course, and look into some of the voc ed that might be offered, and we have so many amazing programs as well, whether they're in conjunction with a community college or just in a specific school district where they're doing some you know, kind of interesting programs where kids can really be hands-on and look at some of those pre-engineering kinds of courses. And then, you know, a community college degree is certainly a great way to get your foot in the door at these manufacturing mm-hmm. facilities. And there are all levels. I mean, certainly engineering degrees and beyond are also needed at the manufacturing facilities. But you don't have to have a 4-year degree to get an amazing job at a manufacturing facility here in Iowa.
Yeah, Tina, if I'm not mistaken, correct me if I'm wrong, but you can, you know, as an apprentice, a trainee, an intern, really start to earn money quite quickly without, well, having any student debt accruing, right?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a great industry to break into because, again, there is an availability of jobs in this industry, and you really can, you know, get very specific training that gives you the skills that you need to perform these jobs and to move forward. And so many of our companies are really interested in investing in you as a person and in giving you that training and helping you along that path. And I think that that's important for students to know. There really are great opportunities where you can earn very quickly after graduating from high school or community college.
Mm-hmm. Tina Hoffman, before we have to say goodbye, let's say parents of people perhaps interested in this or graduates in this springtime listening to this conversation, where should they go to find out more information about these possibilities?
Well, there are a host of places that that students can go, certainly to the Iowa Workforce Development job portal. Some of those are listed on there. Our individual companies do a great job. We've got great associations like the Association of Business and Industry. Specifically, Elevate Manufacturing is an effort to educate and connect students. So a myriad of resources that students can look into.
Thanks for your time, Tina Hoffman, Marketing and Communications Director with the Iowa Economic Development Authority. Thanks, Tina.
Thank you.
It's River to River from Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer, winding up our hour. This half hour talking about manufacturing, modern manufacturing in Iowa. Governor Reynolds declaring 2017 the year of manufacturing in this state. So we're looking at where it's headed, the training involved, the demand for skilled people to fill these, as we've just heard, well-paid positions. Robots were mentioned a lot by Tina Hoffman. Let's talk more about advanced manufacturing with Bobby Wade. He's at Kirkwood Community College. He's an instructor there, full-time instructor in industrial tech and lead instructor for robotics. Hi, Bobby.
How are you?
I'm fine. We've got about 7 minutes, so give us a picture of what you teach there. What is the face? What are the images of advanced manufacturing? What's going on?
Well, I would have to say that the root part of our program that we teach here at Kirkwood Community College is definitely advanced manufacturing, and we're using quite a few robotic arms, and we teach our students integration from a robotic arm to, like, maybe a CNC machine, a welder, conveyor systems, like maybe what Amazon would use. So, the students learn how to program the robotic arm, maintain the robotic arm, integrate it with another machine. So, and they're responsible to learn how to develop their own wiring diagrams, program the CNC machine, program the robot, program the welder. So it's a very, very involved program. But the nice thing about it is we're using programs from our courses from our welding program. So our students get an opportunity to go through that program, or courses from our electronics program, courses from our engineering program, courses from our CNC program. So it's a really combined, very well-rounded combination of several different disciplines here at Kirkwood, and then we combine them all with that robotics aspect.
When you describe that, Bobby, it doesn't match up with what, when people hear manufacturing, the picture they get is a dim or a dingy manufacturing floor,
right,
and really heavy lifting, physically hard labor. But I'm picturing people that you're training there at consoles.
Absolutely. That's what happens most of the time. As you'll see, our students will sit at a laptop to do offline programming. They may stand at a CNC machine for a while to do a little bit of online programming at the machine. But the majority of the time, the students are dealing with, software that we can use to program the CNC machines. The biggest thing about programming the robots, and there's new software coming out now where you can do robotic programming offline, but these are mostly like teach pendants, where you move a robot to a position, teach it that position, and then you can chain different positions together and different actions on the robot. And then the students learning how to program the two machines so they can talk back and forth to each other by either a digital signal or analog signal, either way. So, yeah, we try to emulate what's going on in industry with the environment that the students will be working in. So we try to keep it nice and clean, which is what you're going to see in industry now. Most factories that are going to automation, robotics, and advanced manufacturing are trying to clean things, keep it where the system flows very, very well.
Mm-hmm. Bobby, what kind of aptitude are you looking for in students that come to you?
Well, we've done pretty good. For the most part, we need students that have a high school education, of course, and math skills, soft skills, good communication skills, things like that. And the rest of it, we can pretty much teach them. We try to teach all of our students and treat them all, put them all on the same playing field, So everybody, some people may have a little bit of experience in a certain field or doing some manual machine work, things like that. But we try to start out where everybody's on the same playing level and then train them from there. So everybody gets the same amount of information, whether they've had, that small amount of experience in high school.
Mm-hmm. When you look at your students and see how they're, I suppose, lighting up, learning these intricate skills, what's the satisfaction you see on the students' faces or expressed to you in words?
Well, I think that's probably one of the nicest things about what I do here at Kirkwood, is you can really tell just by looking at a student when they finally get that aha moment and they understand how everything works together. And for some reason, it gives them a different sense of motivation to, accomplish the task that we put before them. So in my opinion, that's the greatest feeling that I get. And you can really see it in the students. They come in, some of them are kind of apprehensive. In fact, I would say a high majority of them are apprehensive about what we do, because they don't really know what to expect.
Mm-hmm. From a macroeconomic perspective, we always often hear, automation, robotics, they're stealing jobs. How do you see it?
Well, research shows, I'm not going to, quote any websites or research or anything like that, but the way we look at things and the way I see it is for every robot that we put into industry, we're not actually taking a job away from somebody. We're giving that individual, so let's put at it, look at it, just from that individual's perspective. So if I have an individual that's working on an assembly line and all they do all day long is move a part from the assembly line into a pallet or into a crate for shipping, well, that person is going to end up having eventually problems with their back, maybe problems with their knees and arms, carpal tunnel syndrome, things like that. So what we want to do is we want to move that person out of that position and retrain them, or retrain people that are coming in, new people that are coming into the job. But we want to train that position how to maintain, program, integrate, design, and do other things that will make them more lucrative and more valuable to their employer. So if you think about the number of people actually that that robot, we're going to displace one person, okay, but not really displace them. It's more about giving that person a different opportunity to, I guess, increase their education and their value to the company. Plus, we're going to bring in possibly a couple more people that would need to be as well trained on robotic maintenance, programming, design.
Bobby, we have just a few seconds left, 20 seconds left, but give us the outlook, broadly speaking, for these types of jobs in the future.
I think right now it's kind of like our welding. It's endless. You can look and see just all over Iowa, everybody's starting to put in robots. So
okay.
I think it looks really, really good right now.
Okay. Bobby Wade, thanks for giving us a look inside your work at Kirkwood Community College as an instructor in advanced manufacturing, in industrial tech, and in lead instructor for robotics. Bobby Wade, thanks for checking in with us.
Yeah, thank you.
River to River is produced by Ben Stanton, Lindsay Moon, and Emily Woodbury. Our executive producer is Catherine Perkins. We always welcome your comments and questions. RiverToRiver@iowapublicradio.org is our email. River to River is a production of Iowa Public Radio News. I'm Ben Kiefer. Thanks for joining us.